Good afternoon. Welcome to Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. We're glad to have you back. And today we're in the studio, just Tara and me. So,
me is Sandy.
Me, Sandy, yes. And we're just so glad you came back and joined us. We are doing Portable Sanctuary, and we will be in Joshua 1, 5, 13, and Ephesians. And Tara, what are we going to learn today about Portable Sanctuary?
Oh, we have so much to learn. You know, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you say Joshua? When people hear of Joshua, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Courage. What? Caleb and Joshua, when they went in and everybody else thought the giants were so big, and they just kept on going. They just trusted God, and they just had all this courage and strength through God.
It's amazing, you know, isn't it? And
yes.
I think universal, if we asked a believer, the answer would be, you know, be strong and courageous. That is the big thing that everybody relates to Joshua. And in fact, I have Joshua 1:9 on a plaque. Karen Haynes had given me money once for parables on a gift card, and I went and got that plaque, and I hung it in the bathroom so that my children would see that every single day. Be strong and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Joshua is an amazing leader. As we talked last month, he became an amazing leader because he was an amazing follower.
Right, he was faithful.
He was faithful. And the things that stand out about him are character traits that, quite honestly, I would love to have. I mean, he emulates so many beautiful qualities mm-hmm. of what leadership should look like. And so we're going to find a lot of great things that we're going to learn from him. But before we get started and going into the lesson, I'm going to first go through and story this section of Joshua 1. And I had a lot of fun preparing it this morning as I was doing this story. And I ended up using, and I think for this whole series, I'm going to modify from the English Standard Version. And when I say modify, I will stay as clearly, as accurately as I can to the Word of God. I'm not trying to add to it. I'm not taking from it. But I may shorten it, because they'll have some phrases or something that are, you know, multiple or worded more awkward or something. So it's just taking it down to more of a story. So here is Joshua 1. It is from the Bible, and everything in the Bible is true. Okay. After the death of Moses, you know, he was the servant of the Lord. The Lord came to Joshua, and he said, "My servant Moses is dead. I want you to get up, and I want you to go over to the land of Jordan and take all of my people of Israel with you into the land that I am giving them. And every place that the sole of your foot will stand, I have given it to you. Just as I promised Moses, I promise you. It will spread in the land of the wilderness from Lebanon to the great Euphrates River, all the way to the land of the Hittites. And it's going to go down to the great sea, all the way to where the sun sets. This will be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Now, just as I told Moses, I will be with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people, the nation of Israel, to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers that I would give to them. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to do everything according to the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn to the right or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law is not to depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to do everything that is written in it. For then you will make your way. It will be prosperous and have good success. Oh, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now Joshua, he commanded the officers of the people. He said, "Go throughout the camp now. Command the people to get ready, for in 3 days we are going to cross the Jordan to take possession of the land that God has given us to possess." So then he looked out to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribes of Manasseh. He said, remember Moses, the servant commanded you. God provided you this place of rest, and he's given this land to you. Your wives, your children, and your livestock, they can stay here in the land beyond the Jordan that Moses gave you. But the men of valor, they must come along and help their brothers until God gives them the land that he has given them to possess for their place of rest. Once you've done this, then you can return to the land Moses has given you, the servant of God, the one that he promised you that you would own and possess, the land beyond the Jordan to where the sun rises. And the people responded, oh, all that you have commanded, oh, we will do. Wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses, we will obey you in all things. And whoever rebels against your commandment and disobeys your words, whatever you have commanded, they will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. May God honor the storing of his word. I don't know about you, Sandy, but I felt like God was just really kind of emphasizing some things for us, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
It definitely.
A lot of promises.
A lot of promises, and it applies to our life today.
Yes.
You know, as I was looking at this passage, the first thing that came to my mind, and I think it's the first thing that should stand out to anybody, and I know it definitely is what pops up with all of the commentators, is that God gives a definite command and a definite promise, blessing that comes with that command. And so what I want us to do is I want us to take the time to look at these, and let's just take from Joshua 1, and let's just examine and see what God commands him to do. And the first thing that I see is if we turn to verse 2, he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you all these people, get ready. First command, get ready. You know, that's kind of exciting for God to say, get ready.
And he's always telling us to get ready for something or watch for something, doesn't he?
He is. He says that he's giving them the land. So the promise is that he is giving them the territory he has sworn to the fathers. The second thing that came out to me was a promise that he gives. He also, the blessing is that no one's going to be able to stand against them in this land that they're going to inherit. Starts in verse 6. And what does he command him there? Do you see in Joshua 1:6?
You will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the forefathers to give them. Is that the one you're talking about?
Okay, Joshua 1:6. Is it be strong and courageous?
Mm-hmm.
Does it start with be strong and courageous?
Mine does.
Yours does? Okay, because you didn't read that part.
Oh.
Okay, be strong and courageous because you will lead the people. The command is
be strong,
strength and courage.
Right.
Okay, how would you define strength?
Well, you know, I looked up strength and courage just because I'm always looking up words, the strong. And some of the definitions they gave for strong was endure. And it even gave strong in the Lord, spiritual resource, determination of spirit, and unshakable.
Mm.
And I liked all those. I only picked the ones, of course, I liked. But
well, unshakable,
yeah.
Determination, what were some of the others?
Spiritual resource.
A spiritual resource. That's really key, to endure. These are beautiful definitions for the word strength. The first thing that comes to my mind is the strong arm of the Lord.
Right.
Scripture says that a lot. Like if we were to just do a scripture search of how many times, I think we would really be blessed to see how many times the strong arm of the Lord delivered his people.
Yeah, because one of them was strong in the Lord that I looked up.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And that's because it's his strong arm. Okay, what about courageous?
Bold, fearless, undaunable. And some of the synonyms were determined again, you know, just like strong had the determination. And firm.
Okay. Here's my question for you. God has land for him, and he begins with the phrase, be strong and courageous. Why did God start with be strong and courageous in order for them to go face what would be a physical battle?
I think he prepares, you know, that you're going to have to be strong and courageous to do it.
Right.
You know, and with him, he's just promising them that he will be with them, but
preparation.
Right.
And that preparation is a mental preparation. It is a mindset. It's getting the mind transformed into thinking. Because have you ever heard of the, I don't know, I've heard this said so much, I don't even know where it originated from, that courage isn't the absence of fear. It's moving forward even though you're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And how many times have you heard about a hero that they're like, you know, I was scared to death, but I still went forward. And I think this is the case here for Joshua, and that he was told three times by God, be strong and courageous. The people in this chapter end the chapter with be strong and courageous. Mm-hmm. And Sandy, if I could get you, I want you to go to Deuteronomy. I want you to actually read a verse, because we actually have Deuteronomy 11:24. Somebody else tells Joshua to be strong and courageous besides God and the people that are going to follow him. Deuteronomy 11:24.
Okay.
You
I
got
have
it?
I do. I think I do. Here it is. Okay. Every place where you set your foot will be yours. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Western Sea. No man will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God, as he promised you, will put the terror and fear of you on the whole land wherever you go.
Okay, this was spoken. That is spoken to Moses. That's the promise, the initial promise. So the promise was spoken to Moses. Now it's spoken to Joshua three times. And in this passage, I don't know if you caught when I was storying, did you catch that I said from the place that the sun rises to the place the sun sets?
I heard it, yes.
Literally, it is from the east to the,
to
west,
the west,
or the west to the east, however you want to phrase it. I think it, the first one, hold on, let me make sure. The first one is about where the sun sets. So it starts with, you know, the beginning part of Joshua, it's where the sun sets, and then it ends with the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, where the sun rises. And so the possession of the land, it spreads from as far as the east to the west. Now, what do we know about the east to the west?
Isn't that where he forgives our sins from the east to the west?
As far as the east
is
to
the
west. And I was reading, and I discovered that Israel only has taken partial possession of what God has given them, that the actual fulfillment of this promise will not occur until the second coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When he comes down on this earth for full mm-hmm. glory, that is when it will be from as far as the east to the mm-hmm. west. And, you know, and then you think of the scripture, and I don't remember the reference at the moment, where it says that, you know, that you will see lightning as far, the earthquakes will happen as far as the east to the west. I mean, it's just kind of an interesting, it would be a fun thing to do a search as far as the east is to the west, the different times that is used.
Now, he repeats these words a lot in the Bible. I love that.
I do too.
You know.
And to see where they're related, mm-hmm. it is good. The next command that I see is be careful to obey all the laws of Moses, mm-hmm. my servant. Now, he calls Moses my servant a lot mm-hmm. in this passage. And this is actually an honor, a title of great honor. I mean, incredible honor. It's not something that's just meant to be used lightly. And he says, my servant. He goes, be careful to obey the commands of my servant that he has given you. What are the commands that you think that he's referencing there? It's like the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all the laws that God has given them. And so it's the Word of God.
It's the Old Testament laws.
And for us, that's Genesis to Revelation, because mm-hmm. we have the full text. At that point, they had what would have been the Pentateuch, the first, you know, five chapters. And so all of them, he's being asked, honor them, obey them. And that's a pretty high command.
Yes, it is.
A pretty high command. And so the blessing that came with that when he says, if you will honor them, is that you will be successful wherever you go. Mm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I always remember you saying blessings flow when you obey God.
Okay, they do. Mm-hmm. They do. And, you know, when I was younger, in my young 20s, I can remember praying and asking God to allow his word to become so much a part of me that literally when I pray or when I speak, it is just a part of who I am. And, you know, I don't know when God made that happen, and I know I'm still not there. I'm a long ways from where I need to be, but I'm 20-something years into that now, and 20-something years into reading my Bible, for the most part, daily, 20 years into God growing me. And I can't tell you how often I will have somebody say, you know, you just sound wise, and I laugh, and I'm like, I'm not at all. And I'm just like, actually, did you know that that's the Bible? And, you know, and we'll share with them where that comes from and stuff, because there is a wisdom that falls upon the person that knows the Word of God. And even fools are thought wise when they have the Word of God. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just there's something that happens with us when the Word of God becomes a part of us, when we are willing to allow it to affect our mind so that it impacts our heart, so that our actions are changed. Mm-hmm. It's easy to fight against. It is very easy to fight against. And that's, I think, the reason why God said, be strong mm-hmm. and courageous. It has to begin with our mind telling us, okay, I'm going to do this because God says, mm-hmm. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I promise this to the fathers. I have given you the land. You will possess the land. You will take what I have given you because I'm with you.
Right. I know when I have that fear, it's always, I always tell myself, God is with me. Do not fear, you know, because it's so easy to fall into that trap.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's very easy for us to be governed by our fears, our mm-hmm. anxieties, our emotions.
Emotions, yeah.
Or lies that we have been taught that we don't know are lies.
Right.
And we view them as a truth. And that lie ends up putting us in a position of bondage. And what God wants to happen in our lives is that allowing the commands, all that is in Genesis to Revelation, to come into us mm-hmm. as we listen to the Word of God, whether we do it audibly, you can do that on the internet through programs or websites of what BibleIs.com, mm-hmm. or whether or not we read our Bible, whichever way we choose to get the Word of God in us,
right.
It comes in and it penetrates into us and it enables us to have that mindset of who God is, who I am in God, and what I'm called to do. And then we're able to face our giants in our land mm-hmm. because they had some major giants they were going to go and face. We're so glad that you've been listening to Cultivating Hearts and would love to hear from you. You can contact us at tararye.com or at cultivatinghearts.org or through the Open Door Mission. And we would just love to hear what you have to say. You need to come back next week, because next week we're going to take this a little bit further and finish up the commands and the blessings, and then we're going to begin to look at what that means for us spiritually. God bless.